Bring in James Hamm. James is here 5 minutes early as we are preparing for the start of free agency. Hammer, there's a lot of public rumors out there. There's a lot of private back chattered talk amongst insiders and reporters out there as well. Are you hearing anything you want to share with us? Are you hearing anything you can share with us? We've been chasing one name and one name only, and boy, it's been an emotional roller coaster over here, James.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I think this is going to be a pretty wild and crazy day. So, I don't know. We've been hearing the Dennis Schroeder stuff since Saturday. It sounds like there's a good chance he'll be, I don't know, a 2-year 28. And I don't know if, you know, again, I don't have it confirmed by the team yet. I would not be surprised if that's the case. I have heard there's positive things with Jake LaRavia, you know, they don't know how many other teams are involved. So, it's very possible that that Jake will sign back, but the Kings are really up against it financially. And I think that's what we saw this weekend with Keon Ellis. Like, really, there wasn't a lot of leeway for them, you know, to do something. Mm-hmm. Because they hadn't been able to do anything before that to clear out some of the cap space that they needed to actually go out and make a move for to keep Keon on a long-term deal right now.
Is that – I'm looking at two specific players, and not because I don't like them or nothing like that, but just money-wise. Is that a Malik Monk, Devin Carter issue that potentially you weren't able to move them and – free up some space for some other things that you wanted to do?
Well, I think it's a lot of players on this roster. Like, really, I mean, it's not just those two. But you can see how, you know, again, a $5 million, $6 million Devin Carter salary could have made a difference in chasing Keon Ellis and giving Keon an extension up front. It's just like, look, the Kings are up against it. They came into Sunday with like $167 million in dedicated salary. You add Keon Ellis's money, that puts them at $169. The luxury tax is $188, so they have $19 million before they get to the luxury tax. And, I mean, I don't think any of us believe that this team should just go into the luxury tax for a team that I don't think anyone projects to win 50 games. They could surprise us like they did last year, but, you know, they need to make some substantive changes. If you sign a guy like Dennis Schroeder to a $14 million deal, now you're looking at $5 million underneath the luxury tax. And that's not a lot of money. That, of course, is with your two rookies already under that number, and the rest of the guys under that number. But, you know, like that doesn't, there is no Trey Lyles, there is no Markelle Fultz or Jay Crowder or anyone else that was part of that group last year, Doug McDermott, that bench that was part of last year's bench, and you just don't have that much money to spend. So I think we're going to have to see what exactly happens here in the next, you know,
90
like
seconds.
Probably 48 hours. Yeah, no, 90 seconds.
90 seconds. We want it all now. Now,
poor Jay Crowder. Did you see that Kings season, I think, was the first season of his career where he didn't make the playoffs? His streak ended.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, his streak ended thanks to the Kings.
Poor Jay.
There was someone else years ago that had that. I can't remember who it was that came to Sacramento. Oh, I want to say it was Trevor Ariza. I don't think Trevor Ariza had ever missed
a streaks go to die.
Yeah. We're less than a minute away. Serious question, James. Long-time listeners will get it. Are you tweeting something at 3 o'clock?
I'm not. Okay. I'm not. I mean, like, look,
just for the record, neither are we.
I know what's going to happen at 3 o'clock, at least one of the things that will happen at 3 o'clock. But unless I get confirmation from somebody inside that makes me feel comfortable about it, I'm not tweeting it.
Okay.
So
we've been chasing one thing and one thing only. And if that where I'm not going to, if Dennis Schroeder isn't tweeted in the first 2 minutes, it might be a part of something bigger. Five, four, three, two, and happy hey! New Year, everybody! Hey! The new league year is here!
Shams, what you talking about?
What a new baby!
Shams, what you talking about? What you talking about, Shams?
Okay, everybody, shut up and look at their phones.
That's right.
Tweet, hey, is my phone broken?
Shams, I'll have what are you doing?
Oh, no, Shams, look, what would you... Look, and ESPN got Wimbledon coverage on or whatever the hell this is. Get this off of my television.
Get this crap off of my TV.
Come on, man. What are we doing here? Look, at okay, it's 3 minutes and 33 seconds, or 3 and 33 seconds. We still got nothing, James.
The last tweet from Shams is him looking at his phone on the SportsCenter set.
Well, great. Well, it'd be nice if SportsCenter actually came on.
This is ridiculous.
Instead, there's something. Oh, I love. What's her name? Chris McKendry. She is terrific.
This free agency stinks.
Most overrated day ever. Look at. Oh, now it's 3:01, James. Now it's 3:01, and we have nothing. No deals
quiet.
Yet. Look at Sacktown Kings. No deals yet. Shams a fraud.
This was a lot cooler.
Wild.
Where's Woj? Where is Woj? This is
Look,
we can't do our jobs, Shams, if you don't do yours.
He told us it was going to be a big night tonight. That's
this
what he
is very
us.
Much like Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah,
I love
we
NBA
just opened socks. That's what happened.
Yeah.
It is very much like Christmas, and we just opened a bunch of socks.
That's funny. Yep.
I don't even know what question to ask James right now as we're just sitting here. I was going to say, who do you think the first tweet is? We don't even get it.
I think it's going to be Nickeil Alexander-Walker.
Ooh, wow. But where?
Houston.
Okay.
I'll go Dorian Finney-Smith Houston first.
Dorian Finney-Smith
that's a good one. I was thinking about that too. Thinking about that.
Dorian Finney-Smith, they said, yeah, there's a good chance for Houston with Dorian Finney-Smith.
Or no, I said, I think it's Detroit. Excuse me. Well, maybe not. Nickeil Alexander-Walker. I said Houston. I meant Detroit. But I think I'll go with Jesse. Finney-Smith to Houston is the first one.
Oh, the Ty Jerome to Memphis has legs for sure. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. The D'Angelo to Mavericks, I'm not sure. I think that they're also going to look at Russell Westbrook there.
Look, Josh Hart just tweeted, it's 6:01 and I ain't see one deal. What happened to the game I love?
Yep.
1 minute and nothing. This isn't my NBA, man.
I am not happy about this. Not happy. We've got 3,300 people watching all over the
place.
We
literally have nothing to tell you.
We've got 900 people watching on YouTube right now.
Adam L. says, ESPN 1320 just got 100 new viewers, and there's no new news yet.
That's right.
This is the worst day ever. We've been bamboozled.
Like they're putting more NFL stuff up.
Can you imagine, Shams just like, what? I ain't doing it. Did we get the time wrong? Like, how is this even possible?
So who wants to talk Minka Fitzpatrick?
Yeah,
we're talking
what,
about WNBA expansion? They really look at they really got Kevin Nagandi up here talking about the Jalen Ramsey trade.
Don't nobody care about this mid trade.
This might be the worst day in NBA history.
Jalen Ramsey ain't been Jalen Ramsey in like 5 years.
The NBA is dead.
Shams overrated. People are asking.
Look at one.
People are asking.
One small market finals and the whole league goes to hell. Yeah, Eric B. Who's winning Wimbledon? Well,
wild.
Chris Haynes keeps looking at his phone.
Chris Haynes is like, I don't know what's this is a joke.
He's checking his phone. Did I pay my bill? Is what's going on here?
Hey, remember back in the day when you had the landline and you were waiting for a call and you'd pick it up to make sure there was a dial tone and then you'd put it back down.
That's what's
is our
right
Wi-Fi
now.
Down? It's 3:04.
Yeah.
Let's say, hey, if 2 or 4 minutes have passed.
Like, I'll go.
Well, the Rockets aren't involved in this.
The Sacramento Kings have arranged meetings via Zoom to talk with Dennis Schroeder and Russell Westbrook. Kings looking to acquire both, but have other point guard options to speak with. That's per Chris Haynes.
Oh, I don't like that
at
all.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right.
What the hell is...
What does that mean? All right.
Hey, get Chris Haynes on the phone. Hey, step away from your little TV gig and call
and explain
what that is.
You guys don't have a production team anyway. You can you don't have a production team over there now anyway, so go ahead and step away and call D'Lo and Casey.
As a matter of fact, Chris, just put us on.
Put us on the big screen behind Greg Anthony right now.
I'm surprised they didn't just use Skype.
Chris Haynes.
Even though it's a dead platform. Chris, we'll reach out to you via Skype.
Chris Haynes just tweeted the worst start to free agency ever.
Who else are they speaking with?
Chris Haynes breaking news tweet is that the Kings have agreed to Zoom meetings with Dennis Schroeder and Russell Westbrook?
Oh my God.
Maybe it's a
what
party.
What the hell
line.
Is
Maybe
this
that's
league?
What they're going to do. They're going to get them both in there.
Come on, man.
Did 1140 scam the league into waiting till 4 o'clock? Is that what it was? Hey, wait till... There's like 100 people watching those guys over there. Did they say, hey, wait till 4 o'clock and 3,400 people have to go somewhere else?
Oh, man.
Look at William asked, are we getting punked?
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Can you imagine Shams like fell asleep at like 2:45? Can you imagine
his phone on D&D?
The panic he wakes up in when he realized he slept till 3:15.
This guy out here, what is he talking about? Who is he? Probably a former.
I'm not convinced that ESPN didn't know free agency was going to be bad, and we're like, yeah, we're not going to do a special.
Mike and Tony are talking about whether the Steelers are going to be a playoff team this year on one of the channels.
Jesus Christ, man!
Yeah, everyone go home.
This is. Well, we're going to KSFM, I guess.
This is awful.
This is a joke.
Now read the tweet again. Read the quiz. Hey, this is. Come on, man.
Sacramento Kings.
We have to do dramatic readings. Dramatic readings.
Okay. The Sacramento Kings have arranged meetings via Zoom to talk with Dennis Schroeder and Russell Westbrook.
What?
Kings are looking to acquire both, but they have other point guard options to speak with. Okay, Chris, who the hell are the other options? This is
the Jones boys. That's who.
I'm covering hockey moving forward.
My beloved NBA.
Hockey would never do this. I'm disgusted.
This is
my
wild.
Beloved NBA. Come on, man.
This is the worst day in the history of professional sports. Maybe of America.
And then that's it. Like not
James,
even anything
I don't
else.
Have anything to ask.
Not anything else on another team. Do we have anything else on another team?
Well, the Rockets just re-signed Jeff Green and Aaron Holiday, if you're into that
oh
kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
2 minutes ago.
Gosh. The breaking news is Jeff Green and Aaron Holiday.
I'm going back to follow Woj just in case. If I have to read about Bonaventure basketball or whatever it is, then I will.
Saint Bonnie. The Bonnie.
What if Rose has been tweeting moves this whole time, but no one knows because no one has his notifications anymore?
Right.
Jesus.
Like, everyone just unfollowed him, but no one has any clue.
I am sick to my stomach. Twitter. Hey. Twitter is melting down right now.
Almir said, I quit my job for this.
We keep getting the I think tweets. Ian Begley tweeted, I think Detroit will be in solid position on both Caris LeVert and Duncan Robinson free agency.
Well,
it's the same thinking.
Thanks, Ian.
Oh, what's wrong with my league, man? What's wrong with my league?
I don't know, bro.
This is my league.
This is gross.
Oh.
All of the local insiders are cooking except for the three sitting here.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, we know one deal that might happen here very quickly.
Very Zoom quickly, my ass. We're 10 minutes into this thing.
Yeah. But outside of that, like, okay.
Of course. I mean, unless you're speaking about something I'm not aware of, all we got is a Zoom conversation.
Yeah.
I can't believe our brother, who is on television right now, had the worst tweet to start free agency in league history.
But look, Jake, is it even his fault? This is all he's got.
It's
all he's got.
Got an update sort of from Jake Fisher. Says that the Kings are planning to meet with Malcolm Brogdon per sources.
Oh, great. Point
guard options.
That's great, James. No, Malcolm Brogdon.
The Wizards are winning.
I don't understand. Hey, man. Why don't they just get them all on the same Zoom? I mean, just like have a conversation. What do you guys think? All three of you.
Why don't they not send the link to Malcolm Brogdon? How about that? Don't send him the link. No, that one, I'm not enthused by Malcolm Brogdon. Like I've said before, a good ball player. It's me. It's not him. It's me.
Can I read this? Can I read the Fisher tweet to you in its entirety? And I just maybe keep this in the back of your mind.
Only dramatic voices, though.
The Kings are planning to meet with Malcolm Brogdon. Among their other point guard options, doesn't have to be. But the Wizards are willing to help facilitate a sign and trade with Brogdon. Sources tell Jake Fisher.
Oh.
I ask you to keep that in the back of your head. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Keep that second sentence in the back of your head. Doesn't have to be, but the Wizards are willing to help facilitate a sign and trade. I bring that up, Hammer, because if the Sacramento Kings truly do want to acquire if the Sacramento Kings truly do want to acquire two point guards rather than one, perhaps a sign and trade for Dennis Schroeder with Detroit, maybe Malcolm Brogdon with Washington, would make it easier to potentially acquire Russell Westbrook in a flat-out free agency signing.
Yeah, I mean, the only way it really makes it easier is if they're taking on one of your contracts that you're trying to get off of. And, you know, again, I think the Kings would be willing at this point maybe to throw in some draft capital in order to facilitate something like this, to go get something. But, I don't know. Like, Malcolm Brogdon, I like Malcolm Brogdon more than most people. The injuries are bad, right? The injuries is the biggest issue. But I certainly think that the writing on the wall is for the Kings to make some other pretty substantial moves. And they don't have to all come today. Like, signing guys, this is the hotbed for signing free agents right now. But that doesn't mean that we won't have trades in the next, 48 to 72 hours to try to move these things around a little bit. For right now, we're going to have to see how it plays out. This thing's moving much slower than anyone thought it would.
Can you imagine being Shams Charania right now and like the entire NBA universe is just waiting for you to do something? And
yeah,
you're not. Did the league collude to not have anything announced yet?
I think it's possible the league did say something like, hey, we keep hearing about deals that may or may not already be done that aren't legally allowed to be negotiated. You guys might want to cool that, or we might look into possibility.
Well, this is legal tampering. Yeah, right? Isn't that what the start of this is?
Yeah, but like the thought now process would be, how did the Kings and Malik already agree 30 seconds in?
Because they move quick.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
The other aspect is, does anybody really care?
No one cares.
Like, no one. We know what the game is. We know they've been talking since February or March. It's fine. Give us what we need at 3 o'clock.
Sham should be ashamed of himself. The whole damn league should be ashamed of themselves.
Everyone seems pretty down right now.
Okay, yeah, people are pissed. Yeah,
they
are.
They don't know what to do on the...
Look at these guys. Look at Chris. What the hell is... Okay, what is happening?
You know what? Let's bring in another guest. Chris Bouchard, what do you think of everything going on right now?
I'm glad, Jesse, that you went to me. Because I'll tell you, this is one of the craziest NBA free agency starts I've ever seen. It really is wild that nobody has anything yet. I've been told things will start to happen and free agents will be signed during this offseason.
Thank you, Chris. James, Dr. Davis is breaking. The Kings emailed Russell Westbrook. Hammer, what did, because we can't do this for the next hour. I got to ask you a damn question. Jabari Smith's contract extension. Relate that to Keegan Murray, if you can. About the same, more or less? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. That was I'm sure that that Keegan and his agents weren't all that happy to see that number. Mm. What was it? A 5-year 122 works out to like 24.6 or something a year. That is absolutely lower than what most people thought that a couple of those guys were going to get at the top end of that draft. So I think Paolo is going to get a supermax. Chet is going to get huge money. And then you start getting to
Jabari first. I'm so sorry, Hammer. The first tweet is out and it's Jaren Jackson. $240 million. Ooh. A max. Oh, the famous James Ham. Max renegotiation and extension.
There we go. I think James invented that.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of it before James brought it into our lexicon a couple of years ago. The Memphis Grizzlies and All-Star Jaren Jackson are expected to agree to a 5-year, $240 million max renegotiation and extend. Well, we know Shams isn't dead, so there's a positive. I didn't have that being our first tweet.
ESPN woke up Shams like the meme of when they wake up that kid in prison.
Oh, yeah.
They woke up Shams like that.
Oh, man. Sorry, James. I interrupted you. Keegan Murray.
Remember what the question was.
Murray in the 122.
Yeah, I think, Keith Smith keeps projecting Keegan at 5-year 140, which is like $28 million a year, like right on the nose. If Jabari Smith, who had almost identical numbers to Keegan, is getting that number, the 122 number, that kind of feels like it's going to be around where the number is for Keegan, maybe 125. But it could also be bigger. But I do expect Keegan to get a contract extension, sometime this summer. They don't have to extend until, I think it's not until, I want to say October. Like the deal doesn't have to be in, but I would assume that this is going to happen pretty quickly for Keegan.
Yeah, I think those October sounds about right, because I remember Jalen Green and those guys was like in training camp or the last, like a little bit before the season started or something like that is when those were getting announced. So Keegan, I thought it was a little much for Jabari, just a little bit, not a whole lot. I think Jabari and Keegan are on about the same level as player. And Damien asked me a question earlier, more or less for Keegan. I went a little less, and that's no shade to Keegan. I think he's perfectly fine. I just thought it was a little bit of an overpay for Jabari. But, James, you seem to think that was a little bit under what you thought those guys might get.
Yeah, well, I think Jabari and Keegan are in the same boat, that they're both sort of lost in the rotations of their teams. They're players that, for one reason or another, are their usage, their ability to score is dictated by other people. And it hasn't really worked out. I think both of these players are better than their numbers. And I kind of want to see what they look like, 3 years from now, and see if they turn into something much bigger. But for right now, look, these are top five picks. Like, Keegan Murray's a top five pick. He's going to get paid. Like, it doesn't, I know a lot of people are out here like, oh, that seems too much. Like, it's not. I mean, that's kind of the going rate for somebody who's taken that high in the draft and who has shown up and actually shown that he's got NBA skill. So I would not be surprised. I'm like Kuminga at $30 million a year, what they're asking. I'm not really down for that, but Keegan a little less than that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Since the NBA has appeared to have died, let's go over some news that went over the weekend as we wait for literally anything to happen.
Jaren Jackson was our breaking news.
What are the ramifications behind the Sacramento Kings picking up Keon Ellis's option, and what does that mean for the two entities moving forward?
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. Look, I think the Kings really like Keon Ellis. I think they want to keep Keon Ellis around. Oh, we do have some breaking news. Let's see. Santi Aldama has agreed to a 3-year, $52.5 million deal with the Memphis Grizzlies, sources tell ESPN. This is per Shams. Santi Aldama, very nice player.
Memphis, so the only team
Memphis,
that's working.
I guess Shams can only get through to the Memphis people right now. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one there. Yeah, like, look, I think the Kings want to keep the relationship alive with Keon.
Oh, you're good, James. Oh. It's fine. Look at this. This free agency has literally made James sick.
It has. When it comes to Keon, like, look, it's a really bad situation for both sides. I mean, the Kings wanted to give him more money. They couldn't find ways to give him more money right now, and still remain, you know, flexible at all going into this free agency window. And so they're going to have to try to free up money, and now it's too late to give him more money this year. So if they're going to, you know, sign him to a contract extension, it's going to have to, come a little bit later. And like, hopefully they didn't burn a bridge here. I can't imagine that Keon Ellis or his representation is all too happy. But I would also point out that, that Keegan Murray, Keon Ellis, Dennis Schroeder all have the same agent. So there's possibilities that everybody kind of knows what's happening here. And maybe there's a way to make this thing right, like, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I understand Keon's side and Keon specifically being upset by this. That's tough, man. If you think, you just talk about like the open market, if he was an unrestricted free agent, he's probably making $13 to $15 million a year, you know, for sure, right? But this is kind of what's going on with the contract. And when you talk about having to work with the Kings in this situation, it doesn't benefit the Kings at this particular time to give him that type of deal. Like, it benefits them the most to pick up the option. And then you got to ask the question, you know, just being real with yourself, if you're the Kings, do you do stuff just to make people feel good and feel better, or do you do what's best for business? And it feels like in this situation, understandably so, they did what's best for business. And unfortunately, that came at the cost of Keon's contract right now.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Kenny, that's what it is. It's like, when you're building a team, it has to be building a team. It can't be all about just trying to take care of one player. And like, I think Keon has earned the right to get a really, really solid contract. Cause it's not just like, look, things can go south at any time. Really south. I mean, like, just because, you know, Keon, we expect Keon to get an extension, or we expect him to be popular in free agency next year, that doesn't mean he will be. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can have injuries, you can have all kinds of things go wrong between now and then. And so I just feel for him because they do know that both sides wanted to work something out. And the reason why they're not is not because Keon's not good enough. And I think one of the toughest things for Keon to kind of take in here is that, you know, you got other young players on your team that you're just flat out better than, mm-hmm. and are more accomplished than, that make way more money than you. Like, Devin Carter makes like three times what Keon Ellis makes. And, you know, they just drafted Nick Clifford. He's going to make like almost $1 million more than Keon this season. Mm-hmm. And that's just really, it's tough because that's the league, and Keon having to fight his way into the league through, you know, being undrafted and a two-way player and all that stuff, that impacts your ability to make lots of money. But I think at the end of the day, they'll figure out a way, if they can, to try to make Keon as whole as possible in this situation. And you just hope that like a bridge hasn't been burned.
Yeah. Hopefully it hasn't. I mean, it's the game. It's kind of an ugly part of the game. It's just sometimes you've got to, sometimes this is just the way things have to go. This is an opinion question. Do you think the Kings see Keon Ellis as a part of their long-term future? Do you think he has to prove it this year?
Yeah. I mean, everybody has to prove it every year. I mean, you can't just go out there and have like a fair to middling season and think that, oh, I'm still a $15 million player, $13 million player. He doesn't have that cachet in the league yet. you know, so I do know, like, at talking to people around the league, I asked somebody, hey, do you think it's like a 4-year, $48 million deal, 4-year, $36 million deal? And the answer was yes to both of those. Like, if you can get him for that, yes. And I said, do you think he'll get the full MLE? And the answer was, yeah, I think he can get the full MLE. I think there would be teams out there that believe that he is that type of player. And that he is widely loved around the league. I mean, ESPN had him ranked as their sixth highest free agent coming into this this offseason. Like, he's worth a lot. And, you know, he's worth a lot because he's worked his way into the league and fought to become that player and done the work. And so, you know, you've got to respect what he brings to the table and how much of an impact he has on a team like the Kings. And like how difficult they've found it to find players like this. That's again why, you know, another reason why trading out your point guard for another shooting guard when you already had a bunch of shooting guards on your team, like, just kind of convoluted everything and made it very difficult to move forward. And that's why the Kings are kind of stuck in this situation today.
And then, I'm sorry if you said this already, the Kings, they can't sign an extension with him like a week from now, right?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look into it because all of a sudden people are flashing this February 9th date. And
yeah.
I haven't heard that before. I don't know what that date is because he's their own free agent and he's entering the final year of a 2-year deal. They should be able to negotiate a contract with him at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he signed he had an option year, mm-hmm. but I don't think that changes things. We're going to have to, like, I'll go through the CBA and figure that out for sure. But I'm just surprised that I've seen that in a couple of spots. And like, look, the Kings don't intend to trade him or anything else. Not that I know of. And, you know, part of the reason is because, like, his contract is so low that you're never going to get value for it. I mean, maybe if you're attaching it to a much bigger contract to try to move off of something, but I don't think that that's what the Kings have had in mind. They just got caught in the middle of this situation where they couldn't clear up, roster. I mean, salary cap space going into the free agency period, so they would have more room to make moves like this under luxury tax.
Sean Sharani earlier today on Pat McAfee, quote, there's going to be some big deals tonight, end quote.
Well, man, when he said tonight, he meant it literally because he sure as hell didn't mean this afternoon. We'll come back. The NBA is dead. Free agency is dead. And I don't know, Sham Sharania might be dead. I have no idea, but nothing is happening here. And we'll come back to continue to cover nothing on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, Insider's back here with James Hamm as this sham of a free agency began 30 days ago. Or should I say shams of a free agency. We've gotten our first two non-Memphis Grizzlies notifications. Dorian Finney-Smith has agreed to a 4-year, $53 million deal with the Houston Rockets. That had been rumored since the buyout was announced. There was obviously a reason it was rumored because that's what happened. Dorian Finney-Smith, and shout out to the Rockets. Hammer, we think the Rockets have had an A-plus offseason. We'll get to that in a second. Paul Reed has agreed to a 2-year, $11 million deal to return to the Detroit Pistons. Obviously, Detroit is a team that we have our eye on because of Dennis Schroeder. Perhaps there's some conversations with the Pistons that may not be out there yet. But, Hammer, what do you think of Houston's offseason? Are you all in on them as a championship contender?
Oh, yeah. Like, look, I think the problem that Houston had last year, just very specifically, was that they just weren't ready, and they should be ready. They've had plenty of time now to not only, you know, like, take in what their experience was from this season, but also to go out and bolster their roster. And that's what they've done. I mean, they've added major pieces all over the place. I mean, like, this is an impressive way that they've built this thing out. And like, you worry about the longevity of it a little bit just because of the money that they've put out for some of these players and the money that they will put out for, you know, some of these guys. But You know, I think that by far they've had the best offseason, and by far they're the one team that I think we can say has put themselves into title contention, even though they were the number two seed in the West last year. They fully put themselves into title contention with the moves that they've made. And I'm here for it. That's going to be a fun battle here. Like watching them and OKC sort of battle it out for the supremacy in the Western Conference.
By the way, Shams with his third Memphis Grizzlies tweet.
What in the hell is going on here?
Cam Spencer has agreed to a 2-year, who cares? He's just, can you get off the phone with the Grizzlies?
Other team's trying to call in. He's too busy on the line with the Grizzlies.
They're just chit-chatting. How's the kids? You good? No, man, I'm great. I'm great.
How much he signed for? 2 years.
$4.5 million. He said, I want Woj back.
He said he signed for 2 years. I don't care.
Oh, man, we got bamboozled.
Oh, man, does that put them over the first apron, though? That 2 years, I don't care.
That I don't care is a bitch. And the cap only went up 7% instead of 10%. Man.
Oh, man.
This is as exciting as when 1140 announced Nick Cattles. Why did I hear Jesse's reaction through the glass?
I didn't even crack the open, turn on the mic for that one.
I didn't say it. Roddy said it. That wasn't me.
Were you just reading?
I would never. Roddy said it.
Oh, man. That was a time. That was a time. To your point about the Rockets, though, Hammer, I agree with you 100%. Dame said it. I agree with him. They've looked at this offseason and their squad as an opportunity. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they've been aggressive with it. What ends up happening, we don't know. But I'm like everybody else. This is a true title contender. This is a team that can play with OKC. And what's going on in the East obviously can play and beat anybody that may come out of the East if they were able to make it to the NBA Finals. So I love the aggressiveness, and I don't think they're done. I think they're going to continue to be aggressive, and they still have assets as well. You know, you talk about Cam Whitmore. You talk about some of the draft picks they still have, about Reed Shepard. I don't know who's out there that you would want to spend all that type of capital on, but they still have that option as well.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to move off of Reed Shepard because, you know, Fred VanVleet is an older player, and you might as well just have him usher in the next generation of point guards there, especially how young Reed Shepard is. But, you know, again, if they're willing to move off Cam Whitmore, like, I'm all in. Like, that would, if for me, like, again, to see if you can get them to do a trade to balance out their roster and balance out your roster. He'd make a ton of sense in Sacramento, you know, especially if you could do something like a Devin Carter for Cam Whitmore. You know, again, that might make sense for them. I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if they will do that, but certainly something that makes sense for the Kings. And I'm calling on Whitmore either way, like second round pick, whatever it is. I just think he's got a ton of skill. And if you're going to try to load up at the forward position this year, you know, again, bringing back Jake LaRavia, if that happens, that's one thing. Drafting Clifford is one thing. But you know, you need more. Like, that's what the NBA is now. It's about depth. And as of right now, the Kings just don't have any young player that they're bringing along at a position of need. And that is exactly what Whitmore would be. I mean, what is he? He's still 20. Yeah, it's just crazy.
So Shams has just shown that he just doesn't care anymore. Cause I'm, you know, on Twitter, and you look at, you know, Shams Charania, you know, the Lakers or the Rockets signing Dorian Finney-Smith. Sorry to the radio crowd, but he's got the graphic up, breaking news, everything going on.
Yeah.
You go to Shams reporting that Cam Spencer is signing with the Grizzlies, and Shams just doesn't care. It's not breaking. It's not anything. He just doesn't care what he puts out right now. Shams, snap back into it, big dog. Snap back into it, because we need work.
Just had his fourth Memphis Grizzlies tweet or his fifth?
Yeah.
His fifth Memphis Grizzlies tweet.
Come on, Sean.
What is happening right now? Bro has been tweeting all afternoon about the Memphis Grizzlies. We're 40 minutes into free agency. This is...
What do I call it? Cole Anthony's reps and the Grizzlies are talking right now.
This is the worst... Sean's like on the Grizzlies payroll or something. This day is an embarrassment.
Trying to buy out Cole Anthony. That's what it looks like, so they can sign Triple J to that massive contract.
May I speak for America when I say, who cares?
I'm with you.
We don't want to hear about Cole Anthony. We don't want to hear about whatever Cam Spencer's making.
And look, if this is what the NBA has decided, like James was talking about earlier, like, hey, we don't want it to seem like, you know, you guys have been working on it. Go back to the old format.
You failed.
This is whack.
Your whole fan base hates you right now.
This is trash.
Your entire fan base hates you.
Well, remember draft night when Shams just sat there quietly and didn't pre-tweet. And the Michael Scotto's like, hey, I'm not abiding by these rules, and just started going out there and putting out one draft pick after another.
Mm. Shams ain't feeling no heat. No, you don't have no competition.
That's what it is. Hey, but at least we know, you know, Cole Anthony's nearing a buyout. That's really good. Everybody sleep easy. Cole Anthony's agreeing to a buyout or a renegotiation or something.
That there is another Sacramento Kings point guard option, Damian. What are you talking about?
Well, great. Maybe they can send him the Zoom link. Send him the Zoom link to go along with Russell Westbrook and Dennis Schroeder.
Just get all the point guards on like a Brady Bunch Zoom link. All their little faces everywhere. Of course, Russ won't actually show up. Well, he won't turn his camera on. You know he won't. Mm. It just says like Westbrook.
He'll turn his camera on. He just won't have a shirt on. And yes, if he does, it'll be open. Which is perfectly fine.
And he'll be looking around like, man, what am I doing here with these fools?
Why am I on a call with Malcolm Brogdon?
I am Russell Westbrook. What is happening here?
I'll tell him. I agree with you, Russ. Malcolm Brogdon don't need to be here.
The call needs to be with Dennis Schroeder and Russell Westbrook. How do you both feel about coming to Sacramento? Can the Kings realistically sign both of them in just straight free agency if the reported numbers about Dennis Schroeder are accurate? Could they sign Russell Westbrook?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, Russ has been signing league minimum deals the last couple of years.
Right.
So that's all he's going to get. I mean, the Kings still have their biannual exception as well, which is around like a little under $5 million, I think. So they could use that as well to go a two-year deal for a little bit more money. But again, I have them, if they do in fact give Schroeder the two-year $28 million deal that I keep hearing, then that puts them at about, you know, $5 million under the luxury tax. So there's not a lot of money, especially if you want to sign. Well, remember, we had this deal with Len last year. If you sign Russell Westbrook to a minimum deal, and the minimum deal for his years of service is like 3.6 or 3.8 million, he only counts 2.2 towards the cap. So that also saves you money.
I can't describe how much I hate Shams Charania right now. The man is now tweeting that Cole Anthony is going to hit the market now.
He's a follow-up tweet?
He had a follow-up tweet to the Cole Anthony tweet.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
But he had to write this that. He didn't have it.
This is like WWE when WCW shut down. It's like they have no competition. They just quit. Yeah, sure, run 40-minute segments that suck. Who cares? There's no one to tell us this is bad.
This is awful.
I want to say something because we gotta work this out on the air, and Lord knows there's nothing to report. We don't have a lot going on KSFM. We could keep the stream open.
Yeah.
If you log in on your laptop as we wrap up, we could, because we can't go through our current setup because that requires the broadcast stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll just go through our laptop and we'll keep the video stream open for a little while longer. Through the, I mean, again, we're here for another couple hours. Mm-hmm. We're just on another radio station. Y'all have wanted to see what the KSFM show looks like? Boy, are you going to be surprised. We'll do that. So don't go anywhere at 4 o'clock. We'll keep the stream open. We're not going to shut things down. If you're listening on the radio and you want to stick with D'Lo and KC, I know you do because I know you do. You'll log in through YouTube, man, and we got you.
For sure.
Hammer, is there anyone that we haven't discussed as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings that you think could work, could be a fit? Is there a position group that needs to be attacked outside of the point guard position? You know, especially after the draft going the way that it did. I don't know. Did you feel like Valanciunas might be a little more, hate the term disposable, but, you know, dispensable maybe is a better word, now that they got the big kid from Stanford?
I'm not sure that we're going to see Reynold play major minutes in year one.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely, like, look, you're probably losing Trey Lyles, or there's a good chance you're losing Trey Lyles. Like, this team does not have a true backup power forward. They don't actually have a true power forward on the roster. Even if they go out and get a guy, you know, get Jake LaRavia to come back, who will play some four.
And there's Jake LaRavia right now, the newest member of the Los Angeles Lakers. Jake LaRavia has agreed to a 2-year, $12 million deal to join the Los Angeles Lakers.
$6 million a year. A little bit more than what the Kings could offer. He was
okay.
Hanging out with
Lake Show.
No, that is not what was said.
I thought
was not what was said.
That was exactly what was said. Or maybe it's okay, Jake Show. Oh
my goodness, bro!
Swear.
Well, that's interesting.
He was hanging out with Austin Reeves all summer. Well, all offseason.
Man, what a
summer
duo that is.
Okay.
But okay, James, tell me what you think about this. I'm not saying that today he's this type of player, but we talked about this earlier. The fact that you were able to go get Nick Clifford helps with a potential, at the time, a potential Jake LaRavia loss, because he does some of those same things. He's a rookie. LaRavia's been in the league a little while, so he's a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more up to date. But I look at the addition of Nick Clifford where you have him, and I don't think that's, like, losing LaRavia isn't the worst thing in the world when you have a Nick Clifford. What you think?
My biggest concern is that, like, Nick Clifford to me looks like a 2-3, not a 3-4, and Jake LaRavia is a 3-4. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that. Wow. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Now we have contradictory.
Wait a minute.
Now we have a contradictory.
Hold on, what
What the hell?
No, I didn't get it. What is it?
Chris Haynes is saying he signed with the Kings.
Is that Jake LaRavia or is that Jake LaRavia?
What is happening?
Chris Haynes is reporting Jake LaRavia has agreed to re-sign with the Kings at 2 years, $12 million. I don't think they have the $6 million, though, right?
They can't sign for I don't think he can sign for $6
million. He can sign a 2-year deal with like 10.7, so.
Yeah, so he can't.
I don't know.
He the 2 for 12. That can't be done.
The worst start to free agency is quickly turning into the best. What a comeback this has been!
Wow. I don't know what just
this
happened.
Is like
what
Arson
is possible
Judge.
That Jake LaRavia what? Just said, "I'll take both deals." How
what
about
is
that?
What is happening right now?
I will play for both.
Did Chris say? Look, So I'm looking at Chris on TV. He doesn't appear to have like a look of panic on his face.
The timeline is just full of Jake LaRavia graphics, and it's just the two different teams now at this point.
This is just Jake LaRavia everywhere.
He hasn't taken it down.
Nope, it's still not down. Look, they're doing a one shot on Greg Anthony. They'll pan the camera out.
Hey, is this for the media belt? Whoever gets this one right is the top guy. Whoever gets this one right, this guy is the champ.
Yo, if Chris is right, he has rocked bottom shams in front of the world.
This is wild.
But from everything we know, he can't, and if my math is correct,
it can't
here,
be $6 million.
Yeah.
So no, I think he missed. He can't get a 2. Yeah.
He might have meant
former Kings.
Chris Haynes just changed the word.
Oh, he did. He edited it. Boo this man. Look at Chris. He's just there tweeting and typing away. Chris, we can see you, bro. Get the one shot on the host. Oh, Chris.
Oh. Oh, no.
The man is trying to do a live television show. And oh,
that's crazy. They got my man at the desk. He should be somewhere else.
But Chris,
he should be like on the side
somewhere. And you can't correct it, Chris. Like, it's too late.
You got to delete the first one and put a new one up in that situation.
Oof. Oh, Chris.
That's tough. That's tough.
Well, head over to Charlene's Beauty Supply. Man. Charlene's Beauty Supply in Elk Grove. Help our brother out. This is tough. This is tough.
That was funny.
No, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Man. All right, so the first Kings news we got was that.
Womp, womp, womp.
Oh, that's tough.
Man.
That is tough.
Well, I mean, poor, now I ask the question to both of you guys. Do you think something happens today?
No. Poor Chris has not looked up from his phone. I bet his heart is beating fast. He is sweating. Can I ask a quick Jake LaRavia question?
Yeah.
If Brody hadn't stepped on the floor and scored 8 points in 30 seconds or whatever it was, seriously, would anyone care? That moment.
He's a cool player.
No, he's fine. Cool. No. Yeah. He's fine.
You can go find another Jake LaRavia.
This isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
This is not a big deal at all.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you.
You can go find another Jake LaRavia.
I would say the only thing that makes it a big deal is that you had him in your building. You could have had him here all summer building something and all that stuff. But for me, like, look, there are a lot of players like Jake LaRavia in the league, and for that matter, Jake fortunately has had a lot of injuries, a ton of injuries.
And to be fair to the Kings a little bit here, this was out of their control. It's not like they shortchanged LaRavia.
Right.
This is Jake LaRavia got a chance to make an extra $2 million maybe on a deal. I don't know what the Kings were offering. But got a chance to make a $12 million deal. He has to take that.
This is funny. Sham Sharani wrote, fully guaranteed deal for Jake LaRavia in Los Angeles. Negotiated tonight by agents. Like, okay, pal. Yeah, we were born yesterday. Hey, they're really selling this. Free agency starts at 3 o'clock.
Come
salute,
on, bro.
Salute to the NBA. Can y'all just stop it? Just stop it.
And, selling out the Kings a little bit, the reason why they can only offer so much isn't even their fault.
Yeah, it's not what they did.
Right.
It's what, was it Memphis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's what Memphis did.
Unfortunate situation if they wanted him back, which I'm sure they did.
Was reported, Matt George was reporting, they absolutely want him, mm-hmm. but there's only, you can offer him a contract for 2 years, $10.2 million. When you make the money that Jake LaRavia has made, I want the $2 million more.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know Sacramento anything. Give me who's offering me the most money? The Lakers? Great. Okay, Lake Show.
Mm-hmm. Shout out
Morgan. I think she's watching.
Okay. Hi, Lake Show. Yep. Hi, Morgan. Don't listen to that clip anymore.
No, it's her favorite clip.
If I'm LeBron and Luka, though, I'm like, y'all better do something else. This better be a seventh man type of acquisition. What?
Yeah.
Or we didn't know that the
Dorian Finney-Smith defection from L.A. would mean that they would shift gears and steal Jake LaRavia. That I did not have on my bingo card. Yeah. Mm. It's all right. I like Jake LaRavia as a player, but again, I think there are a lot of Jake LaRavias.
I guess back to Kenny's question, does anything get done for Sacramento today?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to guess yes. Hmm. So, okay. I would not be surprised to see, again, Dennis Schroeder, Sacramento. But then again, all the weirdness in Detroit, you never know, right? Hmm. So the Malik Beasley situation really came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
they could lose out on a couple more players really quickly and then, you know, just turn around and go, hey, you know what?
Bring back. The idea of a sign and trade with Sacramento maybe more likely. We need a deal. We need some players. Mm-hmm. You guys want Schroeder? All right. Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk. I don't know, man. I'm just throwing, as the white people do, I'm throwing spaghetti against the wall to see if it sticks.
I'm not sure why they do that, man.
I don't know either. James, have you ever thrown spaghetti against the wall?
Yes. Okay. You throw spaghetti against the wall to see if it sticks. That means that it's ready.
Why are we damaging our house?
Aren't we just damaging our house, our food?
Well, you're not going to eat that part.
It's just like a single strand of spaghetti noodle.
Do you take it off the wall and eat it?
Well, or throw it away.
Oh. Or.
Yeah.
Okay. I wish my kids would throw some spaghetti on that wall and be the last wall they throw something against.
Okay. Jesse says, okay, radio audience, we have to go. Streaming audience, for the first time ever, we're going nowhere. We're going to stay live until something happens. If it's an 8-hour free agency show, it is what it is, goddammit. So if you're listening on the radio, head over to YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, whatever your bag is. We'll continue it there. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Chris Haynes.